The other day I learned a new word. It's spelled P-U-R-D-A-H. It's pronounced purda. Purda is a clothing that Muslim and Hindu women wear designed to conceal themselves completely when they go out. Here in our part of the world, in this hemisphere, I think a lot of us, women as well as men, wear a purda when we go out. But ours is not an outside purda, it's a psychological one. A psychological purda designed to conceal from others our worries, our frustrations, our insecurities. A recent medical paper said that depression, anxiety, and fear had become a more widespread epidemic than AIDS in our century. In today's gospel, Jesus says, come to me all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus is holding out a reassuring hand, an invitation to you and me. But a question arises, why do so few accept Jesus' offer? Why do so few of us accept Jesus' hand when we need that helping hand? If the doctors are correct, or so many of us have physical ailments that are psychological in their origin, why do we hesitate to turn our lives over to the one who said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full? Who also said it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Perhaps one reason is because we wear purdas. We wear purdas not only when we go out, like the Muslim women, but all the time, even indoors. No matter where we are, we hide our weaknesses. Yes, even from ourselves. How many find it not easy to admit or even recognize our need for God? In today's reading that Deacon Dan proclaimed, Jesus began by saying, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to the little ones. We may not consider ourselves as particularly learned or clever. Neither do we see ourselves as mere little ones. But many times, we certainly do not see God as a Father to whom we can entrust our lives, to someone to whom we let do the driving. How many of us as adults need to be in control, to steer our lives in the direction we want to go? How many of us want to be in the driver's seat? And when we get frustrated and overwhelmed, we feel road rage. Just why should we entrust our lives so labored and overburdened to Jesus? Well, he himself gives us an answer. I am gentle and humble of heart. Not only does he speak of being humble, but he says to learn from him, to become gentle and humble ourselves. You know, there was a time when the word gentle was considered a compliment. Men who had this quality were called gentlemen. In our dog-eat-dog world, who can be gentle? It's like the story of Aesop's fables, where the wind and sun are arguing over which is stronger. They see a man wearing an overcoat and decide on a contest. Who can force the man to part with his coat? Well, the wind tries first, attempting to blow the overcoat off with fierce gusts, but the man only pulls the coat more tightly around him. Then the sun shines down on the man gently, but strongly, causing him to take the coat off. Gentleness is strength. As in the first reading today, Jesus makes the same point by rising into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on a donkey. The donkey was a sign of peace in our Lord's time. The horse was a symbol of war. It was like seeing an army tank today. If a king entered Jerusalem on a horse, it meant war. If he entered on a donkey, he was bringing peace. Friends, gentleness and humility bring peace. Gentleness and humility are not the only words Jesus invites us to seek out. He underlines today with another invitation, what is called the yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What is a yoke? Well, the word refers to a pair. So a yoke of oxen is two working together, plowing a field in unison. When we shoulder our Lord's yoke, it means joining our aching, worried, overwhelmed human hearts with his and pulling in together. I remember a story about a little boy who was out helping his dad with the yard work. Dad asked him to pull the rocks in a certain area of the yard, and Dad looked over and saw him struggling to pull up a huge rock buried in the dirt. And the little boy struggled and struggled while Dad watched. Finally, the boy gave up and said, Dad, I can't do it. Dad said, did you use all your strength? The boy looked hurt and said, yes, I used every ounce of strength I have. The father smiled and said, son, no, you didn't. You didn't ask me for help. And the father walked over, and the two of them pulled the rock out of the dirt. Shouldering the yoke with Jesus is allowing him to enter our everyday lives with our hurting, aching, overwhelmed hearts. So my point is, rather than going it alone, it's a gift of entrusting everything to God, and it can and will be done. And what was it St. Paul said in today's second reading? You are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. And those who are in the Spirit will find peace and contentment. So today, Jesus invites us to put our hand in the hand of the Lord, to yoke with him, to find anew the security and serenity of a child, of a little one, and above all, to know that with him, all things are possible.